Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie. This is Biz Talk Radio. So glad you're with us today. And our first guest, and it's been a while, we have been getting a tutorial from Pat Gentile for a while. She is a CPA and a lawyer, and she has great information and always has wonderful stuff for us. And we welcome her back. It's always a pleasure. Pat, welcome back.
It's been too long.
Yes, it has been. It has been. So you always bring us some great information, our rights and all of those things. So we don't ever talk about this, but I'm so glad you brought this to my attention, because there's some information that if you are hard of hearing, if you're deaf, the IRS can work with you and explain to us how this whole thing works.
Yeah, I love this aspect. And the IRS has what they call on YouTube, youtube.com/IRS videos/ASL, which is the initials for the American Sign Language. And these videos have sound, closed caption, and sign language. So the person is speaking, doing sign language, and there is closed caption running underneath as well. So one of the topics I actually reviewed on this YouTube .com/IRS videos/ASL was protecting deaf taxpayer civil rights. And they say that what I was viewing was that if you, and I want to say, to your listeners, that if you know of someone who needs tax help and needs to go to an IRS office or an IRS-sponsored activity, such as a volunteer income tax assistance center, a tax counseling for the elderly site, a low-income tax clinic, any one of those IRS-sponsored activities, if you're deaf, hard of hearing, late deafened, that was a new term I learned, late deafened, or deaf blind.
What is that?
I don't know. I have to Google that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Late deafened. I just gave it a logical thought in my mind. I will say that. But I'll have to Google that. I'll Google that when we have a break. But you can request reasonable accommodations such as sign language interpreter. And if English is not the taxpayer's first language, they can request a language assistance to access that service too. The IRS, though, needs time to process your request. And the one thing I didn't get from this video is, and so I'm going to make a suggestion here, is that where do you process this request? You know, where do you make this request? And so I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah. And who does it? And can someone do it for you? And then by the way, I just found out late deafness is individuals who are late deafened share the cultural experience of having been raised in the hearing community and have become deaf rather than having been born deaf.
I made that assumption just in terms of, you know, what that sounded like. Okay, that's what I assumed. So I'm thinking, well, how does one, you know, how does a taxpayer who needs this type of assistance, you know, make this request before they go to an IRS office or an IRS-sponsored activity? Well, it would make sense to me that, for example, if the taxpayer receives a correspondence in the mail from a local IRS auditor that their return is being examined and they have to make an appointment for that, or a collection, a revenue officer, about delinquent taxes, balances due, and they have to meet with a revenue officer for that. I also was visualizing that I have seen on these IRS notices when you need to contact them, and they've sent you a correspondence, and it's in their from their national locations, like national phone numbers, national automated collection service, et cetera, that, or their under-reporting unit, that they actually have a telephone number underneath for the deaf. And I'm assuming, because I've never called that number, and you were saying, you were asking, can somebody do this for you? That if you call that number, you can make the request on that number, any of these phone numbers with the local to locally correspond, or excuse me, locally contact. And you're right. The question is, can somebody do that for you? And wow, you know, how, right.
I
how
would
does
suspect,
somebody,
I would, yeah.
I'm trying to walk through that in my mind saying,
I don't know.
You would have to have.
But I have another question.
Yeah,
I have another question, though. I want to know, what about someone who is mentally ill? Is there a special place for them to go to at the IRS? And what about someone who is physically handicapped? Is there also accommodations for them as well?
Yes. Well, the IRS does not tolerate discrimination. So discrimination by, you know, race and creed and color, religion and disabilities, et cetera. As for someone with mental illness, I can tell you from my experience, I've represented people with mental illness and as well as post-traumatic stress syndrome from veterans, excuse me. I was going to say vets, but I want to say veterans as opposed to veterinarians. And,
right.
You know, I've been their representative. I've been appointed to represent them, but the facilities are always handicap accessible. The mental illness issue or problem is usually that the taxpayer, if they're whatever their mental illness is that they're battling, usually has to have someone with them to possibly be there as moral support, from what my experience has been, and that could be a family or a friend or a spouse or me as the power of attorney representative, usually someone who suffers from a mental illness, and you know that the spectrum is very large in that area, you doing your health programs for decades. A person doing this, meeting with the IRS or contacting them by themselves who has a mental illness spectrum, usually something like this doesn't really call out to them to do by themselves. I don't think I've experienced anyone with who has that medical issue.
It's fascinating stuff, though,
I've heard of it.
Right, and we're almost out of time, but it's fascinating.
Yeah.
To see what our rights are, and that's why we have Patricia, because she has been very much like the ombudsman. She is the link between the IRS and us, and works with crisis and all that stuff. And so for more information, just go to your, have people go to your website, Patricia.
Yeah.
That would be great.
And let me, before I mention that, let me say, if you're experienced a problem with the IRS regarding your civil rights, they have irs.gov. G-O-V.
Okay.
/...
Give out your website. We got to run.
CPA, GentileCPALaw.com.
Oh, wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.